Well, the Wentworth by-election will be the first major voter test for Scott Morrison. Michelle Grattan's in our Parliament House studios. Michelle, good morning.
Hi, Fran.
The Liberal Party is desperate, obviously, to hold on to Wentworth and avoid a hung Parliament. It's reportedly spent close to $1 million to try and do that. Karen Phelps has to finish second, only second behind Dave Sharma, to have a very good chance of winning. Do you think she can win the bluest of blue ribbon Liberal seats? There's a bit of expectation management going on here by the government.
There's a lot, and they're sending out these messages saying there's the danger of this seat falling. I don't think we can predict. I don't think anyone knows. Polling in seats, individual seats, is notoriously unreliable, and much of the polling that we've had so far has been put out by those with some sort of interest in the result or by little known organisations. So I think that this is still an open question, and no doubt in this last week there are some votes still to be changed.
I think it's pretty clear that the leaking of the Ruddock review into religious protections didn't help the government in Wentworth, and we heard the Treasurer earlier. Do you think the legislation to stop religious groups expelling gay students, which the Prime Minister has come to and Labor has agreed with, it looks like that will go ahead quickly. Do you think that will be extended to include teachers and other staff in religious institutions?
This is obviously where the debate now is, and I thought it was interesting in your interview with Josh Frydenberg that he was against preserving discrimination against teachers. So there does look to be quite a lot of momentum there. It's going to be a bit tougher issue for the government than the question of students, but nevertheless, I think there's signs of this going wider, whether it would be the same piece of legislation, although it would make sense to do it all at the same time. But we'll see. It's a work in progress over the next few days.
Speaking of momentum, Parliament's back today for another sitting fortnight, and it opens with two opinion polls. The Coalition is behind in both, 6 points behind on a two-party preferred in News Poll and 10 points in Ipsos. Does that torpedo any sense of momentum that Scott Morrison was building, do you think?
The government will welcome the News Poll because it is showing some movement back to the situation which Malcolm Turnbull had when he was rolled. And they will take heart, of course, from the preferred Prime Minister and approval figures. But Scott Morrison will need to move these figures fairly soon, and fairly substantially, if he's to go into Christmas with people feeling that he's doing well. He's obviously quite impressed in his first few weeks, but the underlying story is still very much in favour of Labor.
I guess his first job is to make the electorate know him, and that's what he's trying to do. Just briefly and finally, Michelle, for the second time in 2 weeks, I think, someone within the congregation of Scott Morrison, where he's been praying, have leaked footage of him leading prayer. Now, we're not so used to this kind of thing in Australia. Do you think this is going to be difficult for the PM to manage?
The first point to be made is that Scott Morrison obviously has every right to do whatever he does in his church. That's what religious freedom is about. As for management, I think that this will really reinforce existing opinions. Those who disapprove of Scott Morrison being quite religious will be reinforced. Those who think that's all good will take this in a positive way.
Michelle, thank you very much.
Thanks, Fran.
Michelle Grattan is Chief Political Correspondent with The Conversation and Professorial Fellow at Canberra University.